Hello, welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, or Peter Larsson as I normally say in English. This short episode will talk about one of the seven principles of the Focused Productivity framework. It's called Kaizen. It's a very cool word. It's Japanese. Kai meaning change, and sen meaning good. And in essence, what we mean is to constant, never-ending, relentless improvement. Why? So the analogy would be of a tree. This is one of our favorite Jim Rohn quotes or like stories. So does a tree stop growing? Okay. It doesn't. That's the short answer. If the tree stops growing, what happens? It dies. Another story from this Jim Rohn legend is the ant. What does the ant do? Does it stop improving within its, you know, scope or life reference? No, of course not. Keeps working and keeps fighting regardless of how many obstacles you put in its way. And this principle, of course, goes to your life, your thoughts, your work, everything. So does this mean we have to constantly measure, be rabid, avid self-improvement gurus, measuring every detail? No, of course not. Is this guy, you know, my friend Christian Christensen, he always talks about this for the roughly 20 years I've known him, maybe 10, 15 years. It's all about the balance. So it's a balance, right? So you have to think about your own interests, your own personality, your biochemical setup. What triggers you? What's fun? Life has to be fun. How can I use this in my day-to-day life? That's, you know, the purpose of the course, Focused Productivity Framework, to not only be, as we used to say, knowledge workers, we're now in the era of wisdom workers, being wise. Think about things that can be improved that you can, you know, do today. The example is obviously, you know, something really simple that I mentioned in another episode for the kids when doing the selection of clothes in the morning, when everyone is tired, stressed, bring it back to the day before. Or, you know, if you're into training, cook all your meals the day on one day, and then, you know, work on the process. We talked about checklists in another episode, work on the checklist itself. So then if the checklist has 9 steps, maybe you could remove it to 8 steps. That's an improvement. And you know, this is from Japanese, and they brought this up. I think it was in the 80s and 90s with the Toyota factories. So they, instead of just having the bosses in the factory doing the improvement, they gave all the workers on the factory floor the possibility to iterate, request changes, and I think even doing changes on the fly. I know that Elon Musk does this on his Tesla team. You know, if you can remove a couple of screws, do it. Test it. We talked about this in the simplicity. So this goes hand in hand with the simplicity way of thinking. So those two principles, maybe, I mean, I'll challenge you here a bit. Could we combine simplicity and Kaizen? Are they the same? For me at the moment, no, but let me know. I mean, it's a bit up to you as well. Nothing is constant. Principles are supposed to be timeless, but are they? Maybe, we'll see. Challenge me on this. Keep Kaizen on the top of your mind in 20% of the coming work week. See what you can improve. Let me know. We have templates, of course, for this. Never stop. That's the problem. We're so lazy. So humans, now a bit of a rant here. Humans, we have the awareness of ourselves, right? We are the only animals that can make the conscious decision of skip things, of doing nothing, even though we know we could do more. And this is not, you know, some fitness guru talking beast mode, go 100% every day. That's not, you know, perhaps the smartest thing for you. But we can be inspired of that, of some of them, some of these thoughts. But once again, 10-20% of the coming week, see what processes, checklists, things are going on in your life that you could improve a little bit. 1% is of course better than 0. And this James Clear, he wrote a book called Atomic Habits, and he has this formula for 1% improvement every day. And you know, I'm not my memory fails me here, but you could do the math, 1% every day for a year, and that's a huge improvement in your life. Good luck with this. Let me know what you think, and see you in the next class.